Well, Dipti's joining us now for the papers, and there's a lot of reaction about Donald Trump's Attorney General pick, Matt Gaetz, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. His appointment has left no one ambivalent, whether it's the conservative media or the left-wing media. This is from the American version of Huffington Post. Trump opens the gates of hell, it says, pun intended. The Florida Republican was the focus of a Justice Department investigation into suspected child sex trafficking. And that's why this nomination has shocked so many people and so many of the media. This is from the New York Times today, which says which calls him a bomb thrower for the Justice Department, and saying that this new nomination has set a new bar for in-your-face nominations. The paper also says that he had avowed revenge on Republicans, really leading the charge to oust former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The Times describing Gaetz as a commercial litigation lawyer, a chaos agent who, according to one of his colleagues, likes to light a match simply to watch it burn.
It's not just the left press. The conservative media are also shocked by this nomination, Dipti.
Absolutely. Let's start with the Wall Street Journal. Stuart here, the Wall Street Journal editor, is saying today that he's simply a bad choice for attorney general. The paper calls him a performer, a provocateur who has no interest in governing. The larger objections concern his judgment and credibility. Gaetz, for the Journal, is a nominee for those who want the law to be used for political revenge, and that will never, ever end well, the Wall Street Journal says in this editorial. He's also obviously, as I mentioned, those child sex trafficking allegations, and that investigation has certainly tarnished his reputation. The National Review, another conservative magazine, says he cannot be allowed to become attorney general because of these allegations leveled against him. He's reportedly in the past boasted about sleeping with girls and showed photos of naked women on the House floor to Republican colleagues. For this reason, his pick is simply untenable and will likely face obstacles in the U.S. Senate, which has to approve of this pick.
Another U.S. story for you now. The Washington Post reporting that Florida lawmakers have removed hundreds of classic books from its school curriculum.
Yeah, I mean, this has been quite well documented, the removal of books from the school curriculum in Florida. This article, though, details some of the titles that have been taken off the school reading lists. Around 700 books were axed from school libraries in the state in the last school year, 2023-2024. It's part of this law that allows parents or residents to advocate the removal of books containing sexual content or pornographic content, or what is deemed pornographic content. Books include A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess and I Know Why the Caged Birds Sing by Maya Angelou. Others included LGBTQ plus content like Genderqueer and All Blue, All Boys Aren't Blue. 13 Reasons Why, a book about teenage depression and sexual assault, was also taken off the list. And also classics like some adaptations of Anne Frank's Diary and George Orwell's 1984. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, somewhat ironically said that this aims to protect children from indoctrination.
I don't know if there's a link here or not, but anyway, the British paper The Guardian says it's going to leave the X platform definitively, accusing Elon Musk of using it to influence politics.
Yeah, absolutely. The Guardian says it'll no longer be active on X. This is in the paper, on the paper's website today. They explain why this decision was taken. So essentially their account on X will go dark. Journalists may link to articles or embed X posts in their articles, but essentially the newspaper itself will stop posting on X, accusing the platform of being toxic, rife with far-right conspiracy theories and racism, and saying Elon Musk and his ability to use influence to shape political discourse is a major reason for leaving. Now, this is by far not the only exodus. Did you like the pun I did there?
Very
it worked
good.
In it all morning. NPR and PBS left last year. Apple, IBM, and Disney still post, but no longer advertise on X, and they were making up some of the most revenue or the biggest source of ad income for the platform prior to that as well.
And we're going from puns to passwords now. This is a new survey by NordPass, an online password manager. It has revealed the worst passwords that we've been using over the last year.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. this is that's a list before I show it. This is the article, Americans are using the dumbest possible passwords. That's pretty much says it all, not just Americans, so people around the world. So this list is compiled from data in 44 countries. And one thing is for sure, bad passwords is a global phenomenon. The global list of passwords is really just an invitation to hackers to come and steal your info. This was a top one. One, two, three, four, five, six.
I thought four was the worst there.
Just four password. Is pretty bad. it just gets progressively worse. So number seven is just one repeated six times. you do have a little bit of creativity towards the end, like passwords. As a password, I love you, which is cute, but utterly useless, as is dragon, which rounds up the top 20 of bad, bad passwords around the world. So this is the list of apps of passwords you should never, ever use for anything.
And the worst thing is there are so many of them for so many different things, you can never remember which one's for
exactly.
which anyway.
And then you have to reset them every time.
Exactly. How many password resets are done every day? Must be in the billions, I should think.
They should do a list about that.
Exactly, yeah, they probably will. Ditti Hiller on there with the papers for us here on France 24.